This is Classic Rain Hamcast number 37, posted March 20th, 2021. I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR. Several weeks ago, Rain's founder-producer, Hap Holly, KC9RP, was interviewed by Christian Kudnick, K0STH, the ham behind the 100 Watts and a Wire podcast. You can count on one hand the number of audio interviews Hap has given since he passed his novice test in 1965. This was the first interview given by Hap in years, his first video one ever. This week, you'll hear the first of two excerpts from that 73-minute YouTube video conversation. The first to speak is Christian Kudnick, K0STH.
I know Bill Pasternak was an influence of yours, an amateur radio newsline. Did you ever talk to him in the early days, or was this sort of something that was a seed in you, and you were like, I think I'm going to do something similar?
It was the early 80s that I realized I liked Newsline. In those days, it was on Westlink Radio. I want more than just 10 minutes. Today, it's 19 minutes plus. I don't even remember what prompted me to call him out in L.A. We connected well, and he was very willing and happy to be my Elmer as far as production work goes. So we traded audio. There were sometimes he used a minute or two from me, from somebody I interviewed.
What was it that you wanted more of? Was it more stories, or did you want to go in depth on the ones that you were hearing?
I wanted to go further into what I was hearing. I enjoyed listening to Newsline, but I wanted more stories, actually. And I thought, I could do that. And with some engineering help and some production help from Bill, it was just the equipment I had, which was, just a cassette deck in those days. I then began to do a Rain Report. Some may remember that before the Rain Report, I had something called the RP. That's funny. My call sign is KC9R. I had the RP report, and I had the audacity, and no, I don't use audacity, I use SoundForge. I had the audacity to want to charge for it. Oh my God, the world's going to come to an end as we know it. Hams are cheap. I think I had maybe half a dozen subscribers. Oh, I'm charging $5 a month, I think. So I figured, well, okay, if they're not going to pay for it, then I'll give it to them for free. And that's how it's been. And why I started the Rain Report in 1990 is simply because I wanted to know more about what was going on in amateur radio. Now, I actually technically started in 85 on a local net, and that eventually evolved as the Rain Report in 1990, and I had always promised myself that I would not continue to do the Rain Report every week, week after week after week, 52 weeks a year. And I felt like it was work. Because you didn't volunteer your time, your life to a point that after a while you say, wait a minute, what am I getting out of this? I was getting some attaboys out of it. I was the Hamvention Ham of the Year in 2002. That was cool. In 2019, I started feeling like, this is getting to be too much like work. I was working 5 days a week as an audio engineer at Horizons for the Blind. I'm retired since last July. I would come home Friday and spend 5-6 hours doing production work for like a 15-minute program. I decided in June 2019 to put the Rain Report on the shelf. Well, 2 months later, gosh almighty, that bug was still crawling around inside of me. Hey, you kind of miss doing that, don't you, buddy? I guess I did. But what I'm doing differently now, for the most part, taking material I produced back in the middle and late 80s, before the Rain Report was in existence, and repackaging some of that stuff, because that never got into the Rain archives that are on the RainReport.com. and I do it every 2 weeks rather than every week. Well, lately I've been thinking, you know, maybe even though I don't go to the Hamvention anymore for health reasons, maybe I can get some good audio from virtual forums. And that's kind of got a new leaf on life. Leaf or lease? Well, whatever it is.
Well, turned over a new leaf and actually signed a new lease.
And it sort of released me, you see, from that mindset of just taking stuff that I did 35 years ago. I'm not going to stop. I still have some, obviously, in the can.
I'm showing your website now, and folks that are hearing our voice now and will hear it after. You can go to therainreport.com. When you talk to Bill Pasternak, and I had met him before he died, but not in person. We shared a few exchanges. He was always a really nice, generous with his time kind of guy. And unfortunately, we know he got ill and he passed kind of suddenly. I thought, what was it like back in those days? Like, what kind of information were you looking for him? Was it how he distributed his beat? People of today won't remember. You weren't digitally sending anything. You were trying to make at least a little money to pay for postage. How did it go for you?
Not very well.
Distribution. How did distribution work?
Newsline, in the early days, it was pretty much all phone line distribution. And one of the main guys that provided Westlink, or later Newsline, by phone in the Midwest was a guy named Ken Politik, W9ZMR. For years, he would call into the L.A. line for Newsline distribution, and then he would put it on an answering machine on his Midwest Newsline line. The big difference between Newsline and the Rain Report was that Newsline was news. It was, unfortunately, important today and gone tomorrow. And I admired Bill Pasternak for taking the time he did every week, year after year, to cover a news story that 2 weeks later would be old news. I didn't have that kind of commitment. A lot of my stuff was what you'd call evergreen.
That's material that can be played at any time. They could be features. They're almost timeless.
It could be played 3 months down the road, and nobody would be none the wiser, if I could use two negatives in a sentence.
Were you thinking about an archive when you were creating it? Were you thinking about building something that would stand up, a collection, body of work?
No. However, by 2003, I was doing everything digitally on a computer. By that time, then, it was much easier to get the material up on the internet on the Rain Report, because I had a web guy who would take my file off the server and put it where it needed to go. I would also take the script from each program that I recorded, but that script would go onto the page and tell a little bit about the interview. At the moment, though, I'm trying to find Rain Reports from 1992 and from 2001 and 2002. I don't have them even in my computer. I'm thinking those were on cassette. I need to go on a hunt sometime when it warms up in my garage and find those. So I want to be able to get the archive finished up. It's pretty complete, but not entirely.
You're in the middle of our first excerpt from a February 2021 interview, 100 Watts and a Wire producer Christian Kudnick, K0STH, conducted with Rain founder producer Hap Holly, KC9RP. We'll continue their conversation after you identify your station. This is Classic Rain Hamcast number 37. I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Classic Rain from www.therainreport.com.
Did you think back in the early days that there was a deficiency in the reporting in certain aspects, or maybe there was too much of one focus that was being reported? Were you trying to fill a void at all?
No. All I was doing was I would borrow upon ideas that were brought out in Newsline and expand upon those ideas, or if there was a short interview with somebody and I wanted to know more about that person, what they were doing in amateur radio, then I would go after that information. I'd call up Bill and say, Bill, I would really like that interview you did with so-and-so, but I'd like to hear more of what he has to say. And you send me some audio that you didn't use? Or if not, how about a phone number so I can call him or her and just take it from scratch?
Would you do longer form stories? I mean, Amateur Radio Newsline falls into about 2.5 minutes per story. Were you looking to go a little bit longer?
Well, yeah. My stories were typically one story per week. The rain report typically didn't go more than 15, 17 minutes. 17 minutes seemed to be the optimal time for the attention span of the average listener. If I went more than 18 minutes, I got the strong impression I would start losing my listeners.
I did quite a bit of research in broadcast radio, too. That was about the average commute time. That's what they were thinking anyway. People would listen, you know, much longer. Did you try to incorporate your interests, what you were seeking through radio, and how that related to what kind of pieces you would put together in the rain report?
That didn't really come into play. The reason I got in the amateur radio way back to 1965 in North San Diego County in Escondido, California, because I wanted to talk to people. Now, I was a freshman in high school and kind of a loner. I wanted to be able to get more feel for what's going on in the world that just wasn't being regurgitated every hour on AM, FM radio.
You ever feel there was a shortage, and maybe even till today, with people with disabilities or help for people at all in any of the reporting that was going on?
You know, I never thought much about that. Having said that, however, I always did and do so much of my production work with the blind in mind. You know, especially when it came to the Dayton Hamvention, a lot of blind folks just can't afford or don't want to deal with the logistics of the Dayton Hamvention when you have 20,000 plus people there and trying to maneuver through the halls of Hera Arena. And I thought, while I'm down at the Hamvention, not only can I get interviews, but why not record all the forums I could? I actually started recording technically in the late 80s at the Hamvention using cassette recorders. The old GE5194 cassette recorders that were half speed and four tracks. So I could get an hour and a half on one track and then four tracks on one C90 cassette, and they were plugged into the mixers, but I had to have somebody go down every hour and a half to flip the tape over and record the next track. So it was really wonderful when I went the digital route. Later on in the 90s, I would take a handful of these little Olympus DM420 note takers with a cooperation of the DARA folks, Dayton Amateur Radio Association. I would interface with the mixer in each of the five forum rooms and would record 8 hours Friday, 8 hours on Saturday, and 4 hours on Sunday. So we just set up one of these little Olympus recorders in each room and let it roll all day and check it once in a while to make sure that it was still recording okay.
I think you're fascinating. The amount of work that you just mentioned is so intense, such a heavy project to take it on, to do it for free, and then to do it without sight. I don't know how you pulled it off. I admire this, and I know you must have had some enablers. Who were some of the people that did help?
Are you kidding? Yes. A major one was a guy named Vern Jackson, WAZR-RCR in Wentzville, Missouri, who produces the 160-meter gateway radio newsletter on 160 since 1979, about the same year that Newsline started, or Westlink Radio. You can hear his program on 1860 kilohertz AM, magnificent AM, I might add, from Wentzville, Missouri. Every Saturday around noon, he was instrumental. His wife, Dottie, she was a ham. They would help my wife, Stephanie, K-A-9-W-K-D. She's very inactive. She's a novice, actually, and has not used her license in 20 years, but she renews every 10 years. But they would put the booth together down at the Hamvention, and then Vern would go down to each of the forum rooms and run the cabling to go from the mixer. He is a commercial radio technician in the St. Louis area. Very knowledgeable and a nice guy. He put up with some crap like we all do when you're trying to do what we were doing for all those years. But I'm proud to say I was never sued, never any legal action that I'm aware of taken against me, because I wasn't out to embarrass anybody. I just didn't operate that way.
I love that you said you haven't been sued. You're proud of that. But the night's still young, Hap. We might
Here, I'll give you my attorney's
number. This is a good start. Hey, are you up to taking a question? We got a question that came in to you. Whiskey Alpha 2, Juliet Oscar Echo. Pastor Joe is a friend of the show. He's asking for a blind friend. He's interested in getting into amateur radio. What resources are there for our blind friends to help them get their ticket?
Joe, I would assume in your internet capable, go to Handy Hams, H-A-N-D-I, H-A-M-S, all one word. I would, tomorrow morning, go to Handy Hams. I never have been involved much with Handy Hams, but I've gotten a little help along the way when I needed it from them, when I was trying to contact somebody. They were in the next booth over for a number of years at the Hamvention. They were good neighbors during the Hamvention.
And Joe, we had a show with them just a couple, few weeks ago. So look back in our catalog. You'll see Lucinda and Tom. Yeah. I would agree with Hap on that. That's a great start. Hap, did Pastor Nack ever say, hey, why don't you come and do some stuff with me?
I might have brailed out and then read a story or two, but not much. He had, as I call it, his corral of voiceover folks who are professionals. Not me. With a voice like mine? No. But that's okay, because, again, I didn't want to read a story that next week would be old news. Again, I wasn't being critical, and I'm not being critical at all of what they do at Newsline. I think Karen is doing a hell of a job. I just think sometimes it's a little long. But you know why it's a little long? Because there's so much going on in ham radio today, universally, that there wasn't 20, 30 years ago.
This was the first excerpt from an hour-long audio-video interview Christian Kudnick, K0STH, conducted for his 100 Watts and a Wire podcast with Hap Holly, KC9RP, who founded the Radio Amateur Information Network in 1990. We'll bring you another excerpt from that audio-video YouTube conversation next time. The Classic Rain Hamcast is produced twice a month by its founder and producer, Hap Holly, KC9RP. Copyright 1985-2021, Rain, all rights reserved. Classic Rain number 38 will post April 3rd, 2021 on therainreport.com. I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, reminding you we're not out of the pandemic woods yet. So please keep wearing your mask, frequently washing your hands, and keeping your social distancing. In the meantime, keep on hamming.